Step 2. Develop prospecting skills.
In the world of selling, the top professionals make prospecting their number one priority. Now, why is that? Well, it's very simple. Every facet of selling depends upon the prospecting, our economic stability of the sales individual and their company. Prospecting is acquiring the name of an individual who is financially and authoritatively qualified to make a decision on my product and service. You see, if they're not qualified to make a decision, then you really don't have a prospect, do you? What you have is a suspect. Now, this is true in the world of selling, whether I'm in computers or whether I'm selling real estate or automobiles or whether I'm selling boats. Prospecting, ladies and gentlemen, though, is kind of like mining gold. When you go in a gold mine, you're going to move around a lot of dirt before you find the nugget. And a lot of times in prospects, you've got to do a lot of prospecting. You've got to talk to a lot of people in order to find a prospect instead of that suspect. Now, when and where do we prospect? Well, I'm absolutely convinced that we've got to always be thinking prospecting. We need to get up in the morning, and if our mate says, what'll you have for breakfast? I think I'll take a prospect. At lunch, if somebody says, well, what you gonna have for lunch? I think I'll take two prospects. At dinner, what you gonna have for dinner? I think I'll have three prospects. We really need to be thinking prospects wherever you are, because prospects literally are everywhere. Let me share with you what I think is a fascinating little story. Maybe I think it's fascinating because it happened to me. But years ago, I was living in Florence, South Carolina. And I was working up in Wilmington, North Carolina, and I was selling Hope Chest items for single girls and putting on demonstrations for married couples. Well, it was Saturday evening, and I was heading back home to Florence, South Carolina. And I mean, I was flat hightailing it on down the highway. It was ridiculous how fast I was going. And then I looked up in the rearview mirror and I saw that I wasn't the only one on the highway. There was a friendly little light back there. And so I obviously stopped, and the gentleman and I had a real nice talk. As a matter of fact,